Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today are some students and staff from Adair Casey Guthrie Center High School. We start our conversation with students Kuya Kawaguchi and Allie Plothman.
Allie, how excited are you for the concert at the end of the week?
Pretty excited. I'm a little nervous.
All right, and Kuya, are you excited as well?
Yeah.
All right, and what made you guys kind of decide to be in band?
I've always loved music from when I was little up until now, and I had a few people when I was younger who were in band, and I always thought it was cool, so I wanted to join like they did.
I come from Japan as an exchange student, and my school doesn't have band, so I want to play with people because I always play alone. So.
And are you guys excited to have the audience out there and perform the songs you've been practicing?
Definitely. It's a little nerve-wracking, obviously, because I know we both have solos, and we've both never really done a jazz band solo before, so we're both a little nervous for that, but otherwise, it's always great to have people out there watching and supporting us.
Next, we spoke with students Carter Dinkla and Brennan Peterson.
All right, so what are you guys performing at the concert on Friday?
We are performing multiple songs. The girls are singing Opening Up by themselves from The Waitress. We are singing Game of Thrones. We are also singing, just the boys are singing Agony and Shaboom.
And Agony is one of the songs from our musical, which is going to be this spring, Into the Woods. And then Swing Choir is singing
So It Goes.
And So It Goes by Billy Joel.
All right, and so what have you guys kind of been doing to get prepared for this concert?
We've had a lot of sectional practice because the boys sing by themselves a lot in this. The girls also sing Opening Up by themselves.
And I think just a lot of it can, like, with all the sectional work, we were able to really kind of dive into our parts and getting down what we need to do. And then we're finally starting to kind of put it all together and get the flow working together.
All right, and Ms. Dinkla said that some of the performance is the musical theater groups from Large Group Speech. What can people expect kind of from that?
There's two groups from the musical theater. One is Hadestown, which is a lot more of a sort of emotional. There's a lot of like more intricate movements and just a lot of things that really tie it all together with Hadestown. Yeah, a lot deeper. But the music is great, and the flow is great, and I think the choreography is set up really well. And then Spamalot is the complete opposite side of the coin, where it's
goofy.
Just goofy is the only word that can really describe it. It's just fast-paced, energetic, wild, goofy. Just funny little tidbits everywhere.
It sets a happy mood, I think.
So one kind of real quick hits you in the feels, and the other one just kind of lighthearted, get a bunch of laughs out of it.
Yes, very much so.
Now we hear from ACGC Band Director Kyra Babcock and Choir Director Kelsey Dinkla.
All right, so the concert is this Friday. What have you guys been doing to get prepared for that?
So the jazz band is one of the performing groups. We've been meeting since November. We have three tunes that we're performing with quite a few soloists. There's Lance Bundy, Isabel Rouse, Kuya Kawaguchi, who's from our foreign exchange student from Japan, Ellie Plagman, Justin Reinhardt, Andrew Mahaffey. Just various different solos and all three tunes for us.
So my portion of the concert is like a Pops theme concert where we do Broadway tunes and movie music. And so we have our concert choir performing and then various ensembles kind of within our concert choir as well, and also our two musical theater groups that competed at Large Group Speech Contest this season.
Okay, and what students do you have in those musical theater groups?
So there are 15 students. The Hadestown Musical Theater Group is Owen Dinkla, Andrew Mahaffey, Justin Reinhardt, Kelsey Carlson, Taylor Carlson, Victoria Soto, and Hayden Grasty. And then the Spamalot group is Jarrett McLean, Tatum Bates, Ronan Grasty, Tanner Downing, Carter Dinkla, Ava Campbell, Haley Coase, and Brendan Pedersen.
All right, and is everyone kind of excited to have Friday come along and be able to perform?
I do believe they are. The jazz band members, they're high school kids. They don't like to show a lot of excitement anyway, but when they get on stage and they play, they sound wonderful. They're excited to play it. And so, yeah, I think they'll be really happy when the night actually gets here. They can play what they've been working really hard on.
Yeah, I mean, ditto to what Kyra said. We've been working on our songs since the beginning of January, and there just comes a point where it all clicks and it's all coming together, and the kids are excited to showcase that with everybody.
All right, so when does the concert start?
It starts at 6:30 here at the high school auditorium. And starting off the program will be the vocal portion, the musical theater groups. We'll take a short intermission just to rearrange the stage, and we'll end the concert with jazz band.
All right, and what can people kind of do to get ready to come in and have a good night listening to all the students perform?
What can they do? Just come to our concert.
come.
I mean, it's free admission. They can just come and enjoy and, yeah, just be ready to listen to some good stuff.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.